Marketing for Humans, bringing the human back into marketing. This podcast is all about building trust and keeping things human. Well, what better time to dig into that topic than now? How are you staying human through all this, as an individual, as a business owner, and as a community member? I am devoting the next few episodes to answering the following three questions. How are you staying centered? How are you connecting with your business community? And how are you supporting your local businesses? John Guansi is a business coach, and he works with high achievers and has a pretty interesting background. Not only was he in the food service industry for years, but he's trained as an E-Myth business coach and has done the mindfulness-based stress reduction training with Jon Kabat-Zinn. Let's chat with John Guansi. John Guansi, welcome back to Marketing for Humans.
How you doing, Christina? Thanks so much for having me here during this, for lack of better words, unique time.
Yeah, this thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty much spanning the entire globe.
Totally. Isn't that kind of cool though, in a way? I mean, I know it's a terrible thing, but you know, we're all like the entire planet is going through this together.
Yep. Yeah. I have not seen anything like this in my entire life. So
the earth is closed. I mean, it's not closed, but it's, you know, this
kind of
still open, but it's kind of closed.
I was on the highways yesterday. It was dead.
Yeah. We're shut.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I would love for you to just describe, you know, how you help people for people who don't know you yet.
Yeah, great. I mean, I'm a coach. Some call me a life coach. Some call me a business coach. I don't really care what you call me. I call myself a coach. I work with business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders, or folks who are in a position where they're just feeling a lack of fulfillment and know that there's like a number one hidden there. If they just have the courage and just have the help to bring that voice out. So that's what I do.
Yeah. And I know you because I know you support a mortgage broker in North Shore that is just one of the most successful mortgage brokers. So when he said, "Oh, I have this guy that you should talk to," I was like, "I'm in." So we all need business coaches, no matter how successful we are. So
yeah, I mean, it's because I mean I know it's done wonders for me. I mean, I have a coach. I've worked with a coach for over 2 years, the same dude, and it's just done wonders for not so much my practice, you know, of attracting the right clients and building up wealth, but more so for, I mean, that's a part of it. That's a result of working with a coach that you can, I'll say expect, if you do the work, right? But it's also just it's an overall, feeling of, well-being amongst the chaos. And now's the perfect time, you know, to be in a position where we are, where we all are, where there's a lot of uncertainty. And to, again, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. I hope that's not what this sounds like. But it's like having done the work, you've prepared yourself for moments like this, where you can still keep that inner peace, that inner quietness, without all the noise that's going on out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's like there's a very intentional relationship with noise. You know, it's like, okay, I know what that is and I know what it does to me and I know what to do about it.
Totally. Like I know that I know what happens when I get lost or follow the negative thinking, you know, the not so productive thought. And when I give attention to that, I know where that goes. I've experienced it. And I've decided long ago that I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to take a different approach, a more productive and or a loving approach towards living and realizing that we all have a choice as to which road we're going to go.
Right.
That may sound so simple, but I mean, it really is that simple, but it does take practice to get that habitual pattern, you know, to do that on a regular basis, because our default typically is to go towards the negative. Is to
let's talk about that. Let's talk about it in terms of, you know, how you are personally staying centered
in these times? Like, you clearly have worked on this whole area, you know, how to really stay connected to your quiet inner self. Anything in particular now that's helping you just stay the course?
I think what's helping me the most is that this, my need for wanting to know what's going to happen, which I think I share that with probably most everyone, right? Being uncertain and being super curious as to like, what's next week going to look like? And normally that would send me into this restlessness, you know, inside, and like not knowing and uncertainty creates the restlessness. But like, who said that that has to be the case? Like, who said not knowing needs to lead to panic? If that makes sense, it's like I can not know and then say, okay, the only thing I do know is that things are uncertain, and that's totally okay. I actually can be okay with that. I can be okay with not knowing.
Nice. Yeah. And we certainly do not know a lot right now. Super obvious that that's the case. So,
right. So go with what you do know. Go with, well, or better yet, look at the opportunity in all of it, which is, wow, because we don't know, because literally it's moment by moment, maybe I can start living my life that way. Maybe I can start living literally moment by moment. Wouldn't that be a great way to live? I mean, we've all read that in books, right? Becoming more present. And, you know, it's all happening now. Everything happens in the now. You know, it doesn't happen in the future. It hasn't happened in the past. It's happening now.
It reminds me of surfing. Like, what you're talking about reminds me of surfing or even skiing, where it's like, if you don't pay attention, you're going to die. So you have to be present in the moment in a huge way.
Or you miss it. Like, you miss if you're skiing, you miss the right spot to ski or where to turn. And yeah, there can be consequences. One, you could, you know, go into a tree or fall or whatever. And it's like, now is an opportunity to literally, because there's nothing else to do. So why not live in with what you have? In other words, live moment by moment. And the world, the universe is saying, okay, the planet was spinning like this. Now the universe has got the planet spinning like this. So things are slowing way down. So why not use this as an opportunity to slow down yourself?
Yep.
And live that way.
So then let's talk about, you know, staying connected to your business colleagues, business prospects, business. I mean, you're running a business, and clearly it's important to, you know, stay connected to everybody. Is there anything you want to say, or what would you like to share around just staying connected to people?
I think I can speak from just my own experience is that the my existing clients, people that are actively working with me, it's just asking myself the question on a daily basis, you know, what can I do to support them way more than I already have, but not from a place of, oh boy, I better support Christina today because it's a tough time and the economy's going to sink and then she may fire me. Not from a place of fear. Not from a place of, I'm afraid that Christina is going to end her contract with me. No, from a place of, you know, what can I do? How can I help her? How can I work way more than what she's paying me for?
Yeah, I like that. That's really intentional because a lot of people I've spoken to have the great idea of just reaching out to people on a regular basis, which I love. It's sort of, you know, get on the phone, you know, revolutionary act, get on the phone and talk, you know, call somebody. But it is easy for that, even that simple activity, to come from a place of, well, I should do this because I need to keep my business going and I'm really afraid that they're all going to disappear.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's much more powerful when you approach it from the former, where you're doing it out of love, you're doing it out of genuine care, you're doing it out of compassion. And you know what? There might be a hint of fear that Mr. Client is in a tough spot and they may decide to go on hold with our engagement. And you know what? If and when that conversation happens, I'm going to support them even through that. In other words, I'm going to do my best to take myself out of it and my bank account out of it. I mean, this is the time where we delve in, and hopefully we you know, we've created an emergency account. You know, we have something that that we can dip into and take from to get us through these times. And if you don't, well, I mean, I think you just got to keep coming back to keeping things in perspective, which is just for the fact that where we live, you know, in the northeast part of the country, I mean, and the fact that Corona is not a death sentence, you know, I mean,
For most.
Right. And I'm not trying to be cavalier about it. I'm just, the chances of you ending up on a cardboard box on the street corner are pretty much slim to none.
Yeah.
So why not approach it from a not fear, but from a more productive approach, which is, I think, love, which is, you know, compassion, genuine support, genuine care, heart-based stuff.
So then let's take that into the local businesses side of things, right? So there are businesses that really depend on people being around, physically around. And so they're adjusting, things are changing. Anything you want to say about just supporting local businesses right now?
Just do what you can, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, during this time, we're all just going to go back to, or I'm suggesting that you just go back, you know, pretend like nothing's happened and go to your usual routine, and what, maybe we take out 3 nights a week and keep that up. I just think it's super important to stay connected within your local community and even going out and supporting local business in any way you can, in any way that's comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty straightforward. Anything you're doing at home with the family that's helping things? Because I know I have listeners and I have people who've been on the show who that's been one of the challenges, is the adjustment there. Anything you're having fun with and enjoying with that?
I think, you know, we're in day 5 here, and I think we're a few weeks away from normalcy, maybe even longer. So I think part of what helps is, you want to get into a routine that works for everyone, but at the same time, let's give each other some breathing room and some patience around figuring out what that routine is going to look like. You know, I know my family, we started on last Sunday night with, okay, we're going to put a plan in place. We're going to do this at this hour. Then we're going to, you know, a strict schedule. And then, you know, come Monday morning, I'm like, what if we just gave it a few days and gave ourselves all permission to just, gosh, I don't know, like maybe watch an extra show on Netflix, or the kids have a little bit more screen time than they normally would, and not freak out about it. And know that, listen, it's not going to be like this. We're not going to have this loosey-goosey approach towards our day like we do now. We're on our way towards, we're figuring it out, right? And we're giving ourselves permission to do that. And let's do our best to just to enjoy it. Because the thing is, we don't know. All I know is last Friday, I was up skiing, right? I mean, I packed up the car Friday or Thursday night, and now what a difference a week makes, right? So who knows where we're going to be a week from today. Next Friday morning could be a whole different story. So yes, work on getting a routine, but...
And be gentle about creating it.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. Be gentle about it. And know that, you're going to have to do some work in there to build that in. I know I do. But know that, hey, John, you're not going to create an exact replica of what it was like, you know, pre-corona.
Right.
So give yourself a break. You may only get 4 or 5 hours of work in as opposed to 6 or 7. So what?
The other thing is, I noticed in my own self, and I'm pretty sure this is common, the stress of the whole thing can be really hidden, meaning you can feel it, it's subtle, and that can come out in the need to control things like a schedule. Like I need to make sure that everything is this way. And when I just take a breath and realize I don't even need that kind of structure, all that I need to do is be okay with, I think I'm feeling some fear right now. Like just checking in.
Totally. Allow yourself to feel that, but not becoming it, you know, and recognize it and it's there, not pushing it away. And again, with what's going on out there in the world, it's like what creates the stress, what creates the restlessness is this perception that I'm losing control. Yeah. And, you know, are you really, because you are, if you believe that, right, then you are. It's like that, I don't know who said it, but it's like, if you say that I can do something or I can't do something, and you're right, you know, both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, are you out of control? Is it, and first off, is that really that bad? You know, is that really a problem, not knowing? Like, let's all explore our relationship to the unknown. Like maybe during this time, in not knowing is an opportunity to improve our relationship, each and every one of us, with the unknown.
Yeah, that's a whole topic right there.
Oh my gosh, we could talk about it for days, but it's huge.
Yep.
It's, wow.
And it's not about simply filling the space. See, that's the tempting thing. When we're faced with a huge chunk of time or a huge chunk of unknowns, and there just is this, oh my gosh, I don't know what's coming. And so it's so easy to, I mean, that's what our minds are built for, to just fill the space with something to do, something to think about, an opinion, you know, a vision of things. And it's like, to me, it's super powerful to recognize, is that just my mind filling the space so I'm not bored? Am I allowing myself to actually have emptiness to the point of boredom?
That's right. And but now is the opportunity to actually explore your relationship with that emptiness and say, okay, well, there's really not much going on. So if I don't know the answer to something or I don't know what to do next in my day, then I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to like hang around. I'm going to enjoy the stillness. And I'm going to, it's almost like retraining your mind in terms of the wiring and saying, okay, I'm just going to, this feels really awkward and weird and it's making me a little uncomfortable, but really, what else is there to do? So I'm just going to take moment by moment, and I'm not going to be in a hurry to do the next thing. I'm not going to be in a hurry to answer an email or come up with a solution to a problem, because maybe I don't really know what the solution is right now. And normally that would maybe freak me out and cause me to like come up with a solution or, you know, grip and clench to answer that. But the truth of the matter is, what's the hurry? Why not wait and enjoy the stillness time, right, that I always call it? And if I don't know what to do, well, then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just bring more stillness in my day, and I'm just going to be.
Is there something, like, let's say somebody is just not used to doing that right now. Because, I mean, I've talked about that with several people on this podcast, like just...
And there you have it, more ways to stay sane and connected. Please pass this podcast on to a friend or colleague who might be struggling right now. We all could use some good ideas about how to do our daily lives. Keep an eye out for more episodes this week, since I'm talking to whoever I can get my hands on. A little bit about what I do. If you want to tap into your own marketing superpower, take the Innate Marketing Genius Assessment at www.innatemarketinggenius.com. You'll discover how to best make an impact on your audience, and you might be surprised by your type. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please go to Apple Podcasts and give it a good rating and a review. It really helps people find it. I appreciate your listening to this episode, and until next time on Marketing for Humans.